Welcome to Out of Context, where we help you provide context for all those random conversations you hear while herding your sheep.
I'm your one twin, Sarah.
And I'm your two twin, Rachel.
And you, of course, dear listener, are our third and honorary twin. Thank you so much for listening. We are, just like last time, we're going to throw some quotes at each other, going to help each other try and figure out the context behind them.
I'll be honest, I have been super busy, so I don't have any show quotes for you because I have not watched television. But I have really great quotes from being out in the wild, herding my sheep, as you will, escaping from my
day job.
Yeah, my day job, you know? I went to the...
Just running away from life in general.
That too. In the mall, heard lots of things. One of them, I'm super excited about it. I wanted to jump in the conversation, but I was like, I need to walk away.
I need to walk away. I cannot know the context. It'll ruin everything if I do. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That was smart. Right. That was really smart of you.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned it, I don't have one from a show. I do have one from, like, when I heard, like, in class. So, like, I still know the context behind it. So, maybe. Yeah. All right, anyway. That's for later, anyway. Doesn't matter.
Cool.
All right, who wants to start, you or me?
You.
Do you want to get into this, like, really good one, or should we start?
Yeah.
Should we warm it up? Warm it up.
Yeah, let's get to it, like, later. Because I'm just excited about it. Got to build up.
So, should I start?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Here we go. To start off, I got this one for you. Quote, the knife stays in the drawer. The soup stays in the kitchen. The peacock stays in the hallway. The six sticks stay secret. Unquote.
That is something you overheard.
Yes, I was sitting at school again in a lounge. I overheard this. I don't know. Okay, let me just throw one possibility out there right now. Maybe this person was a troll. Not like an internet troll, but like a, you need to solve my riddles 3 if you want to pass this bridge button type thing. But maybe I missed the rest of the riddle, but this is what I did hear. So
these words you overheard in real life.
I overheard this verbally being conveyed to another person. By a person.
I'm at a loss.
The knife stays in the drawer. The soup stays in the kitchen. The peacock stays in the hallway. The six sticks stay secret.
Well, now forget the context. I want to solve this riddle so I can pass the bridge.
All right, so if we're deciding it's definitely a riddle, we can solve this riddle. We're going to come up with the correct answer for this riddle, and we're going to decide what that is.
Wow, okay. The knife...
And unless you think it could possibly be something else.
He could be... Oh, maybe he's like a poetry major and he really thought he did something there, you know? But honestly, he's
the next Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
It's like, this sounds like a Poe. This sounds like some Poe BS.
Yeah, it sounds like the raven, but like the peacock.
The knife stays in the drawer. The soup stays in the kitchen. The peacock stays in the hallway. The six sticks stay secret.
Yeah, that literally sounds like, yeah, like.
And then I bury you in a wall behind some bricks.
Happy Halloween. Yeah, this sounds like something that, like, English teachers will be teaching, like, 100 years from now.
So, yeah, maybe. It's the next big thing in the poetry scene. Maybe.
But if it is riddles that we're talking, what on earth could he have been talking about?
All right, so he's the riddle master troll,
right?
And this guy just wants to get over the bridge in peace so he can get to class and take his midterms.
Sure.
What could he have been talking about? Now, this is the only description I wrote down. He must have been just very regular looking. I just, in my notes I have here, little blonde dude.
Little blonde dude, okay. So he's little.
So, smallish guy, definitely could be a troll that is blonde.
Right.
And that's what we have.
That sounds like something a little dude would say.
Yeah. small blonde troll. The knife stays in the drawer. The soup stays in the kitchen. Peacock stays in the hallway.
I'm sorry.
The sticks.
Are you referring to him literally as a troll? Because this whole time I thought you just meant like he was just like acting, you know, like being a troll.
I said I told you at the top I didn't mean internet
right,
troll.
Right, not internet troll.
I said like a troll who stands under a bridge and gives you a riddle before you can pass.
Yeah, I heard all that, but for some reason I still thought you meant figuratively, like, you know, like a troll in real life, but not on the internet.
This is a real troll! There's a real troll!
Okay, so he has a bridge. He has a bridge. That's...
It's a troll! It's a troll. Let's
okay,
move on.
Got it. He's a troll. He has a knife. But it stays in the drawer.
Mm-hmm. So this could refer to his own things. Maybe he's not hiding a bridge or blocking a bridge. Maybe he's like standing in front of a locked door and the person trying to get through the locked door needs to find a key. So he gives hints based on where other things in his house are. So from that, the person has to deduce, okay, where would a key be?
Right.
So the knife stays in the drawer. That makes sense. The soup stays in the kitchen. That's also, I'm with you there. The peacock stays in the hallway. I guess that makes sense.
Maybe he's the peacock.
He's a peacock?
Yeah, but it's like figurative. Maybe he has very colorful fashion. And he is the one who's blocking everything, you know, like he's in the hallway monitoring it all.
Sure. So figuratively, because like there's also like, yeah, like people peacocking. I just Googled the definition of it to make it easier, but I have heard it before. But like display oneself ostentatiously.
Yeah.
So maybe he's the peacock. And then the last line's the one that really throws me for a loop, though. The six sticks stay secret. What the heck are the six sticks?
Yeah, the six sticks. Maybe. That's just, I don't know. What could they be? Like, what? I'm at a loss as well for the six sticks. But like, if we try to think about it, what could six sticks, a peacock, soup, and a knife all have in common?
Well, the knife is obviously to chop up the carrots for the soup. Bang, got that.
Got it. The peacock is the chef.
He wants to eat the soup. So
maybe he's the chef. Yeah.
Right there. And the six sticks. Maybe the six sticks are actually chopsticks. He's having two friends over. They're going to have some ramen soup together.
And maybe the chopsticks, being that they are being used to consume the soup ramen, also figuratively represent six secret ingredients, right?
Like what? Stick-shaped ingredients?
No, it's just a metaphor. It's a metaphor because they're the utensils that they use to eat it, and they're consuming this soup that has these six secret ingredients, and there's also six.
It's like KFC's 11 herbs and spices,
right,
or whatever.
Exactly. You got it. That's it. That's what it is.
On the money. To add to that, maybe he doesn't have, you know, three. Maybe he's inviting this person for dinner, but it's kind of like a fun theme party, kind of like one of those murder mystery parties.
Yeah, it is almost.
But this time, you just got to find your utensils to eat your food. No sticks, no food.
Oh, that's good. That's probably it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it.
It was just a dinner invitation the whole time.
Right.
Riddle solved. These sticks are what you're looking for. They're your utensils to eat. Bing, bang, boom.
But the gag is, you have to figure out that it's a dinner invitation or you're not invited.
Yeah. I mean, at nowhere in that does he say, here's my address so you can attend this. But that's all you're going to get from me. If you're a good enough friend, you'll know where I live.
Right. And you'll know that you're supposed to come there to eat.
And then find your food utensils.
Right.
I'm satisfied with that. That was easy peasy.
Yeah. This one.
All right, you want to throw one out?
Yeah, okay. So, the moment we've all been waiting for.
Oh, this is it.
This is it. So, the only reason I'm excited is because the person that she's talking about, I know who it is, and I enjoy.
Stop talking. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Say something.
Hello.
Did it? It's still doing it. Say something again.
Hello.
I don't know. You just got really quiet. I mean, I can still kind of hear you. It should be fine, I guess. It just significantly lowered. Where is my sister? I can't hear her speak. Not even a whisper. And now I weep. We were just talking. And now we're not. I miss my sister. I miss her a lot. Hello? Can you hear me? Rachel! I don't know if you can hear anything I'm saying. Text me or something. Oh, you are texting me. I hear you, but you can't hear me. Can we hang up and combine them? So you heard my song? Oh. That's the new ending song. Oh boy. All right. I guess yeah, we'll hang up.
Hey. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Where were we?
You were just about to read your revelation of a out of context quote.
Okay, right. I have other quotes, but I really want to get to this one. So
yeah, just make sure we get it in there.
The reason I was excited is because the person she was talking about is the celebrity that I am much enthused about. But I have no idea what they were talking about. So, you know, in regards to him, but I'm going to just read it.
All right.
So she said, quote, "And why wouldn't you? I'd pay my entire college fund to see Park Jimin do that live." End quote. What did he do live?
What did he do live?
I just don't know.
Oh, there's way, 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 way too many options.
For those of you who don't know, Park Jimin is a beautiful member of a 7-member K-pop group called BTS. All of them are beautiful.
With BTS. She loves
Park Jimin is one of them.
He keeps telling me I need to figure out my bias.
Yeah, your bias in K-pop is like your favorite member.
It took me just like 2 months to even know what that meant. And I still don't have one.
I just know, y'all, that one of these days, Sarah is going to come on here and announce to the world that she is a Yoongi stan. And I'll let you know when that day comes if she doesn't say it live.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, she said that. She was like a little girl, probably like early high school, late middle school years.
Okay, that'll change some things, I think.
Yeah. So like
You're kind of the connoisseur on BTS. So why don't you give me what would they be doing first of all anyway? The way she said it, did it seem like something that would be a real possibility that they would do?
Yeah. So, right, I mean, so like, standard things that they do, obviously, sing. They dance. They dance really well. They're very good dancers.
I don't know. I'm no expert, obviously, on BTS. But if they sing and dance on the norm, I would not pay my entire college fund to see them sing and dance. Because they're going to do that everywhere they go for regular money.
Right. But I, on the other hand, would. And But furthermore, sometimes they like really like catch us all off guard, and they like dance like they've never danced before. Like, I will see videos of like a fan cam, and I'm like, wow.
Hold on, freeze, stop. You went to see them before.
Yes.
And you paid whatever money that you did, and you would pay a whole college tuition's worth more of money to see them dance a different dance.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's absolutely absurd.
I mean, an entire college fund, probably not. But
well, that's the question that I just asked.
I would pay good money. Also, I would pay good money to sit closer because I was in the nosebleeds last time.
That's fair. People already do pay different money for that.
Right. All right, and so perhaps maybe she is talking about sitting up front or sitting closer to the stage to see him dance or do something. Sometimes sometimes they like do like the same songs for a while because they're on tour, but then like they switch up and they like do a song that they've never performed before or that they haven't performed in a long time. And so that could be what she's talking about.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like you're thinking really realistically for that kind of enthusiasm that she had in her voice based on how you gave the quote. It sounds to me like it would have been something almost unimaginable that they would do.
Maybe he rapped. Because he is not in the rap line. He is in the vocal and the dance line.
Oh.
Which means...
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Which means he typically is a singer and a vocalist, and also they all dance, but like he's one who's like noted for his dancing abilities. Although again, they all can dance, but he also has like a lot of dance background. Rapping is not something that he ever does. However, there was one time a clip of Jungkook, who is also on the vocal line, and he was rapping, and it was amazing. And so maybe now, this time, there's like word of maybe Jimin giving rapping a go just for, you know, just for kicks.
Yeah, maybe. I gotta say, this, you hyped up this quote a lot more.
I told you I was only excited about it because I knew who she was talking about.
Because I'm just like, okay, can you read that back to me one more time?
Yeah, sure. She said, quote, "And why wouldn't you? I'd pay my whole college fund to see Park Jimin do that live," end quote.
All right, here's what I would pay good money to see someone do live. I actually couldn't think of something off the top of my head as quickly as I thought. But, like, I was thinking something, like, weird. Like, I don't know, reveal himself to be Batman or something.
Or performs Pied Piper in a salmon suit.
What is Pied Piper?
It's one of their songs, okay?
Oh.
Remember the episode of SpongeBob where he had this big list of things he wanted to do while wearing a salmon suit? Like, introduce Squidward to my friends while wearing a salmon suit. Maybe he was doing that.
Yeah, maybe. All right. I mean, I could see that. What's, I don't know. I've seen some wild displays at shows, and I still paid regular money. Like 21 Pilots, they just get on to the audience.
Yeah, well.
That's pretty fun.
We all have our taste.
Tastes?
Yes.
You were there too.
Huh?
You also were at that concert.
No, yeah, I know, but I'm saying maybe you wouldn't spend a lot of money to see.
Well, I'm just frugal in general.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on anything.
I'm, like, frugal after I spend my money. Like, I'm like, I need to save my money. But I've already spent it.
No, I'm just a cheapskate at all times.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm looking for cosplay supplies, I'd rather spend, like, I don't know, $5 than, like, the probably necessary, like, I don't know, $30 on something.
I'm just always very dedicated to any fan base I'm a part of. Remember One Direction, Sarah?
Of course I remember One Direction.
That was an expensive time in my life. I bought all of their CDs, calendars even. Like, I bought all this stuff, shirts. My best friend was also into One Direction, so I bought her, like, this really obscure shirt on Etsy that had all of Harry Styles' tattoos on them. Like, money goes into being a fan.
Well, if only you would have just invested in Spotify.
You know, whatever. Now I have BTS on Spotify. However, when you buy their CDs and you buy their albums, it comes in like a pack. So not only do you get the CD and the music, but you get posters that come with it. You get photo cards. And a lot of these photos are photos that they don't necessarily release on the internet. So like people might put them on the internet, but it's like low quality because it's a picture of the picture. And so the only way to like have a true version of this picture and get to look at it in all of its glory and all of the artistry that went into it, because of the makeup artists, the background, you know, like the photo shoot, photographers, all of that, is to buy, Sarah, the album.
Why don't they just scan it?
Because no, who, what? What 15 to 27 year old has a scanner just lying around?
I mean, I don't know. There's lots of ways to scan things, and it's probably pretty cheap. I don't know. If you want to get those followers on your BTS blog or whatever, just go spend $1 to scan this picture.
Yeah, but then that takes away all the hard work that everybody put behind it. The photographers, the
wardrobe, fair.
All of that.
That's fair. Support artists, yeah. Everyone. All right. I can't speak. My decision is that I guess they were going to dance better. That's my...
Not dance better, because they always dance well. Differently, maybe.
Nice try. I know that some of them are bad dancers.
Let's not air that.
Yeah, we don't want BTS to find out. I'm uncultured in the ways of BTS. The stans will understand. They'll understand.
Okay.
I'm sorry, BTS fans. I don't know anything. It's fine.
She'll get there.
All right. Should we move on?
Yes.
We talked about BTS for a long time, just to come to the consensus that they were going to do a different dance, which is fine.
Do you want to go? I go?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I was reading. I got one here. Here it is. Quote, he's actually making, I should do a little voice.
Do it.
How does this sound?
Probably good.
All right. Quote, he's actually making a TV documentary himself for tracking down Chris Hansen. Unquote.
What?
Yeah, he's actually making a TV documentary himself for tracking down Chris Hansen.
Interesting.
Now, if you all remember, if you don't remember, just a little reminder, Chris Hansen was the guy from, what the heck is that thing called? To Catch a Predator, right? He was the one who would pop into the room after they lured the predator to a fake teenager's house. Yeah. And so he had his own little docuseries, I guess that was. So this person, he's actually making a TV documentary himself for tracking down Chris Hansen. Thoughts?
Well, that's an interesting one. So someone is making a documentary about Chris Hansen?
Where in the world is Chris Hansen? It's kind of like, where's Waldo? Or like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego type? But this one's Chris Hansen.
Who wants to know where Chris Hansen is?
Well, let me just let you know. When I heard this, I was like, you know what? What did happen to Chris Hansen?
Yeah, that's true. Because now that you mention it, what did happen to Chris Hansen?
What happened to Chris Hansen? I'm going to like Google him, and then he's going to turn out to be like a convicted murderer or something. And that's what happened to Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking this up.
I haven't heard his name in so long. Like, I forgot.
Till right now. Nope, not Chris Hemsworth.
Not to be confused with Chris Hemsworth.
Dateline NBC. Mm-hmm. Catch Predator, that was it. Oh, he tweeted 4 days ago. No way!
What?
January 16th, 2019, from NBC News. To Catch a Predator host, Chris Hansen arrested over $13,000 in bounced checks.
What?
Chris. To Catch a Predator. Chris. That residual Catch a Predator money ran out, I guess.
That's wild. So he just like wrote all these checks he literally could not cash?
To Catch a Predator host, Chris Hansen, was arrested on Monday after allegedly writing bad checks to a vendor he owed money to, according to police. This was in January.
So what did he tweet 4 days ago?
Hansen turned himself into the Stamford Police Department in Connecticut after a warrant was issued for his arrest on a felony charge of issuing a bad check. Yeah, I don't know. What did he tweet? So this was like way in the beginning of the year. So where's he at now? Let me check his tweets.
He probably tweeted like, don't worry, guys. Everything checked out.
Oh, God. Let's see. All right. So clearly the arrest is in the past. I went and explored his Twitter for like 2 seconds. He posted the last couple tweets. Well, he had a retweet or whatever. And then he had some videos that linked to YouTube videos. So from what I can gather just by listening to like 10 seconds of these videos he tweeted, he now has a YouTube channel where he has a segment or whatever called Have a Seat with Chris Hansen or something like that. And it sounds like he's just spilling YouTuber tea.
What?
Because the most recent two videos he tweeted, he was talking about his guests that were YouTubers. So from what I'm seeing, he is in the YouTube scene now.
Interesting, Chris. Interesting.
So I'm doing this new TV documentarian's work all for him because it's all right there. He was arrested. He had a little hard time with some checks. And then he was like, you know, I'm going to get into YouTube.
Yeah, you need to go find that person and be like, hey, if you haven't found this already, this will really help with your documentary. He can literally have a seat with Chris Hansen.
He could. A little give and take. He gets something from Chris. Chris gets something from him.
Right. They both are on each other's film projects.
Yeah. And he, what did I say he was trying to do? Just find Chris Hansen or what?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Tracking down Chris.
Yeah, track him down.
He was just looking for him.
There he is. He's fine.
I don't know why you're looking for him, but like.
Don't worry about it, buddy.
When I heard it, I was like, yeah, what did happen to him? Because I remember To Catch a Predator. It was so bad. Like, looking back on it, the staging and everything.
Yeah. How was it even, first of all, allowed? I don't know.
They were actors, so they weren't really children.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank God.
It's me. I'm a child. Talk to me.
Yeah, it was weird.
That kind of thing.
Really weird. Very strange.
Yeah. Well, we found Chris Hansen.
Yeah, we found him.
Just so you know, Rachel, I don't know if you noticed this. You probably didn't. but like after we record, I then go and follow people on Twitter that we mentioned. Like after the last one, I followed Cheez-Its and Idris Elba.
Nice.
And as of right now, those are the only two people that our Twitter follows. So you can probably assume that we're going to follow Chris Hansen after this.
Makes sense. And big hit BTS.
Oh, obviously. You gotta follow BTS now. Dang it. They probably tweet so much. But yeah.
No, they really don't.
The only two people,
they don't tweet as much.
Because those are the only two people we follow. Mm-hmm. I keep getting notifications every time Idris Elba tweets.
You can turn that off.
Yeah, but like, I don't know why it did it automatically. Apparently, Idris Elba does music as well.
What?
So look into that, everyone.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, do you have another one for me?
I do. All right. This one, I like this one. And you know what? I agree. He said, and he was on the phone in the mall next to me, and I was eating my Chick-fil-A mac and cheese. And he said, quote, in what world, Tyler, are women not the... Oh, wait. Let me start over. I gotta get it right. Okay, so sitting there eating my mac and cheese from Chick-fil-A, this guy sitting at the table next to me on the phone, he says, quote, in what world, Tyler, are women not God's greatest gift to the earth? End quote.
He was very upset with Tyler.
Very upset with Tyler. I don't know what Tyler could have said, but I don't like Tyler. Why wouldn't he think?
Well, hold on, let's give Tyler the benefit of the doubt here. I feel like there's a couple options.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler could have like just gotten out of a relationship with a woman,
perhaps,
and he's a little butthurt, and he's telling his friend Jamie Jack about it. And Jamie Jack's just going to blow up at him and correct him real quick.
Perhaps.
So, I don't know. That could be something. Or, you know, Tyler could be a gay male or anything like that. And he's just, I don't know, talking about how awesome this guy is. And so Jamie Jack's like, hello? In what world are women not God's gift? Something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Jamie Jack's just so into women that he needs to shout about it in the mall.
To give you context on what this guy looked like.
All right.
Huge guy with a sleeve tattoo and a ginger beard, like a lumberjack. That's what I wrote down.
A huge guy with a what tattoo?
A sleeve tattoo.
Sleeve. Oh, I thought you said a snake tattoo.
And a big old ginger beard like a lumberjack.
Yeah.
So?
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought there was more.
He was wearing flannel.
All right. So was he built like a lumberjack
yeah,
as well?
No, yeah, he was huge.
Built like lumberjack. He's got the ginger jack beard.
He seems like one of those guys who's like a giant teddy bear, you know?
Yeah.
Honestly, I heard some other context, like, I don't remember the exact quotes, but, like, he kept saying, like, how, like, some woman, apparently, has done a lot for him. So, I kind of got the feeling that maybe his friend, Tyler, was maybe in an argument with his mother.
Oh, no, Tyler.
Yeah. Or, like, he didn't appreciate his mother. Or maybe Tyler's his son, you know? Like,
oh, my God!
You know?
I actually love that.
Yeah, and like maybe he's like trying to teach Tyler to respect women.
That's just a good, being a good dad.
Yeah, you know? Because he seemed like he could be like a little bit older. And Tyler just sounded like he just didn't know yet that women are God's greatest gift to the earth.
I'm fully on board with this because that sounds like the type of way that a parent would say something like that to their child. Like, all you need to do is add a middle name and then,
right.
And like, that's definitely.
Then it's definitely, dad. Yeah, you know. But even just the fact that he, like, felt the need to pause and address him by name, I feel like that's something that dads do, you know?
Yeah. You've also done that to me. So
yeah. So all thanks, my friends dad. Do thanks, say dad. That I am very fatherly-like, so. They used to call me Rad Dad back in dance, so. And I think that, yeah, just the way that his tone was very fatherly. Like, in what world, Tyler?
Stern.
Very stern. Very, very wow. Stern. Like, he was trying to teach him a lesson. It sounds like, from what I can gather, I'm assuming that maybe Tyler asked his mother for something for permission. And she said, you know, no. Or, you know, she made a decision about something. And then he went back and asked his dad. And then his dad was probably like, you need to respect her. And he was like, she's just a woman.
No. She's stupid. Mom's
she's just a dumb lady. And then that's when Captain Jack popped off and was like, in what world, Tyler, are women not God's greatest gift to earth? Put your respect
you
on your
that.
Mother's name, you know, like something like that.
Every time that you say that, I think that you're going to end at, in what world are women not gods? You should be kneeling before your mother.
She created you.
She brought you into this world and she can take you out.
And she's given me permission to do the same. Yeah, that's the only thing that I could get out of that. Like, he seemed like just a real big, tough-looking guy that's actually just a teddy bear and just respects women with everything in him down to the very last fiber of his beard. But you thought I was going to say beanie.
Did he have hair on his head?
He was wearing a beanie, but I can assume... Actually, I have no idea, because the beanie was, like, all-encompassing of his head.
So he either had no hair or very little, enough to not poke out of
yeah.
a beanie.
And he had like hipster glasses.
Yeah, I could surmise that this guy was a hipster.
Yeah, he's a hipster teddy bear dad lumberjack.
He's a hipster lumberjack.
Probably
dad,
rides a motorcycle.
Teddy. Oh, I wouldn't suggest
maybe,
that.
Maybe not.
He probably rides his bike.
Yeah.
Like, he rides the bike so he's not wasting.
He probably
that
longboards.
Gas, emitting CO2 into the environment. Yeah. Something like that. I don't know.
He was drinking something green
he
from Jamba Juice.
He probably hiked there. He hiked to the mall.
He was
what?
Drinking something green from Jamba Juice.
Oh, he had some kale probably in there. I just had a smoothie from Jamba Juice the other day. It was like apple and like kale and something
that
else.
That sounds like
he was probably drinking that exact smoothie. Jack. Yeah, I don't know. Could have been I think pretty solid case for it being his son.
Yeah, I think so. Case closed. Good man.
Good man. I hope. I mean, we don't really know the true context, but in our world, it was a good peer guy defending his wife from his son, Tyler.
Good man.
Tyler, in our world, is the real menace because, you know, children. Yeah.
Children, I say. He's probably in middle school, too. Those.
Gosh darn middle school.
No offense if you're listening and you're in middle school. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you found us.
I was in middle school. I was in middle school before, and it sucked.
Yeah.
So like, it makes sense for middle schoolers to be a certain way. I mean, I know some middle schoolers that are cool. Like we have like, I guess they're in high school now, but our niece and nephew, they were not the worst middle schoolers in the world. Like, I've seen some brat middle schoolers. Our niece and nephew were
They're very good. Like, very good, or what were, because they're not in middle school anymore.
There's plenty of good middle schoolers out there, but if you do see a middle schooler acting wild, just, like, remember what it was like to be in middle school. It sucked.
We probably sound biased, but, like, honestly, like, our niece and nephews were, like, our nieces and nephew were, like, really good middle schoolers. Like,
yeah,
but I've seen, like, I remember being in middle school and having friends in middle school. Like, me and Sarah were also pretty good middle schoolers.
I was pretty quiet.
We didn't do much. We were very sheltered. But, you know, for the ones who weren't. And
I have one distinct memory from middle school, and it was me at my locker. I think it might have been. I think it might have been the same day that, like, I got a rip in my Jeep or something.
Middle school. That's such a middle school thing to have.
So we're off to a good start. I got a rip in my jeans. Actually, I have two memories from middle school. Here's the first. I was at my locker, possibly the same day I had a rip in my jeans. Some dude, he was an older middle schooler. He was probably in, like, eighth grade. I was probably in, like, sixth. He came running through the hallway, leaped over me entirely, and kept going.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. This is one of my most clear memories from middle school. The other clear memory I have from middle school was from my time doing theater. And we were doing this, I think it's a pretty off-brand musical. I don't know. It was called Pompadours and Poodle Skirts.
Yes.
So I know, very Grease-like, I guess. Is that the same?
Yeah, no. similar yeah, era.
Whatever,
similar
it doesn't era. Matter. So I was cast as a cheerleader. I had a speaking line. It was awesome. Had our mom's friend whip me up a poodle skirt. All this big stuff, and then our theater director, who is also my history teacher, who is very, very, very into the Confederate side of the Civil War. He was the theater director, and there was this other black guy playing a black guy in the play, an older fella, and so our theater director recast me from being a cheerleader with a speaking line to being this guy's wife with no speaking line.
Because he was black and therefore had to have a black wife.
Because we had to match.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yikes.
Yeah, so scarred for life.
Yeah, she quit theater.
Whatever, you're the worst.
Just kidding.
I only realized, like, years later how, like, messed up that was and how messed up Hikata was. Like,
true. Why really did everybody love it? Him?
I don't... He was, like, a... Also,
he was the fun teacher.
I don't know, kind of like a hippie a little bit. So he was just, like, I don't know, laid back. But in, like, hindsight, he kind of sucked. Yeah. You know who you are.
You know who you are. I have two horrific memories of middle school. One being, as I mentioned, I was a pretty good middle schooler, you know, so I always wanted to be good. And, like, I was really focused on, like, being good and, like, not breaking the rules, and everybody around me also not breaking the rules. One of the rules that I lived by was that swearing was a no-no. And so,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess I still do. I don't cuss. But anyway, it's like...
Nice try. I've heard you say, damn.
Okay, that's really not...
No, but we used to not say those words. We've upgraded a little bit to say damn and hell.
And I remember the first time I said crap, I was like, oh my God, I can't take it back.
I think one time we were walking into the house with our mother and I didn't even know what it meant. We were really little. And I called Rachel a perber. And my mom thought I said perver. And she was like, don't say that.
Perver.
Like, I literally just on the spot made up the word perver. She was like,
don't say that. But anyway, I was literally almost out of there. Like, you know, like, middle school is the worst, and like at the end of the day it's like, yes, we made it, time to go home. I was almost out of there. It was the end of the day. I was walking to, you know, the carpool area to get picked up by our dad. Yeah. I had this big long gym bag because gym class and basketball also. And so it was very long, you know. And anyway, there's this guy at his locker who, like, was, like, saying all these profanities. And he, like, said the F word real loud. And for some reason, I felt like it was my duty to make sure that he never said that again. So I said, hey, watch your... And before I could get language, I tripped over my gym bag and just fell straight on my face in the middle of the hallway. Everybody was cracking up. Somebody just, like, stepped over me. I stood up and I was like, watch your language. And I just walked to the car so defeated, and I never talked about it until probably right now.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it was awful.
Was this somebody in our grade?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Who was it?
It was Sam. Sam. We had karate with him.
Oh, Sam. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he was just like, okay.
No. Ooh,
that was rough.
That's so sad. What's the other
memory? So that was in the eighth grade. In the fifth grade, which is like barely middle school, but, you know, back then it was like first year of middle school. Now there's, like, intermediate school and all this crap. It's middle school, okay? Anyway, there was this boy in my science class. First of all, I didn't even like him. But I knew that he liked me because, like, he told me. And I was just like, oh, I'm not allowed to have a boyfriend. Yeah. But anyway, he was, like, really nice to me, even though, like, everybody was afraid of him. Like, he was, like, really tough. Like, he was, like, really thuggish. Like, just, like, angry at the world. But, like, not in, like, a... middle school angsty kind of way, but he was like obsessed with me. Like, he was like only soft for Rachel. And I remember this was like around the time that I had my retainer. And so he said something to me and I was trying to be nice, so I went to like compliment like something, like his jeans. I'm pretty sure. Like, I was like, I like your jeans. I like your jeans. And like, as I'm saying that, my retainer.
Hey, cool jeans.
My retainer popped out of my mouth. And what made matters worse is that it landed on his lap. Like specifically. Oh, so he like sagged his pants. So it was like the crotch area of his jeans. So as I'm complimenting his jeans, my retainer lands on his jeans. And then I just kind of like stare at him and he stares at me. He's like, it's okay. And I was like, no, this is absolutely awful and I want to die. And he was like, it's fine. And I was like, I was like, if you could just like shimmy that off and like let it like land on the floor, I'll just collect it and go. And so that's what happened. And then
So rather than touch it with your filthy paws, please put my retainer on the ground.
No, I didn't want to have to touch my spit-covered retainer. Like, I was so embarrassed. I was like, my saliva is on that. And it was right after lunch, so, like, there was, like, food chunks in it. Like, it was so bad. I didn't have time to clean it.
Oh, my God. Who was this?
Oh, my God. What was his name? It was, I cannot remember his name. Everybody used to call him Reese. Yeah, I can't remember his actual name. But then I had to go ask Mrs. Osborne if I could go wash my retainer off because it fell on the floor. Even though, like, she, like, didn't give out bathroom passes, but she let me go because otherwise I couldn't have put it back in my mouth.
She's a saint.
Yeah, so, long story short, we understand you, Tyler, a little bit.
Basically, Tyler went through all these things consecutively, and now he's just upset that he can't go do a thing that his mom will let him do. So, I mean, it makes... it's understandable.
Yeah,
Tyler.
He probably just said something stupid because he was upset, and like he tried to like figure something mean that he could say about his mom, and he was like, "What is she? A woman? Okay, let's attack that about her." And his dad just went off.
But luckily, Captain Lumberjack Dad put him in his place real quick.
And Tyler's probably a better person.
They're probably cool.
So
good. Yeah, I feel good about it.
Yeah.
So that went pretty quick.
If anyone.
No, actually, I think that was the longest one so far.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't gonna.
It's because we started reminiscing on middle school. That's
if
why.
Anyone else wants to share their horrible or wonderful middle school stories, feel free to tweet us. We'd love to read them.
Yeah, please just send us out of context stuff. But I think we can probably do one more.
Yeah.
And then we'll cut it. That would be where we normally would ask. Or read, I guess, audience stuff, but we don't have an audience yet.
Yeah.
We should really start posting these so that we can get people to send us things.
Yeah. Why don't you read your thing that you do know the context for that I don't?
Okay, yeah. So, last one. I'm going to try and put Rachel to the test here, stump her a little bit. This one is coming from one of my classes. So, if you were in this class and you're hearing this, I just needed something that was... I need a context for, so I hope you don't mind me using your words. They were just good out of context quotes. Thank you so much.
Just don't identify them and everything will be fine.
Okay, so here we go. Quote, okay, if I'm Jackie Kennedy and I hate technology and I want to derail this train, I wouldn't want to do it right outside my house. Unquote.
What? I'm Jackie Kennedy, and I want to derail this train. I wouldn't do it right outside my house.
What could that be about?
did you guys read the autobiography of Jackie Kennedy?
Tell me more about that.
I'm not sure because I've never read it. I don't even know if it exists.
Hey, man, you're providing the context. What you say is law.
Okay. So here's the story, and it's all 100% true. This kid, let's name him Kyle because I have a friend named Kyle.
Sure.
So Kyle,
me too.
Yeah, it's the same friend. Kyle read this book, or he didn't read the book, the autobiography, the assignment, and he is in charge of leading a discussion in class, and he doesn't have a lot of the background that he should because he didn't actually read the assignment. So he did some Googling, you know, those websites that kind of give you like a quick summary. And now he's just trying to get
pieces together,
get the conversation going to make other people entertained, including the professor. So that way he can distract from the fact that he actually didn't read much. So he's just like, you know, guys, if I was Jackie Kennedy and I wanted to derail this train, because the real train that he's derailing is this discussion, I wouldn't do it right outside my house. That's what I got.
That's fair. Yeah, maybe it was like if you were someone from history, how would you derail this train? And so they picked Jackie Kennedy, right?
Right. He's like, well, if I was her.
Maybe
if I was Jackie Kennedy, I wouldn't do it right outside my house.
I wouldn't. No. Right. So, like, if I was Barack Obama and I was trying to derail this train, you know?
Yeah. But what's
they're just,
the train?
Like, picking people out of
it. Is it an actual train? Is it a metaphor?
I don't know. Is it an actual train? Is it a figurative train? Is it a toy train?
Think
about it.
How many people have a train right outside their house?
A toy train? Maybe a lot.
That's fair. I don't know. That's my guess. He was trying to change the subject, but still keep the length of the discussion that he was supposed to have as a requirement for his assignment.
Throw off the scent a little bit.
Right.
I mean, I've been that person in
definitely.
Class.
I mean, my entire bachelor's degree almost, is a lie. I almost never read.
If you read, I mean, if you don't read for class, but you know, like, the deal with classes, you're probably going to have to talk about it. You have, like, the strategy is if you make sure you say a couple things in there
that are relevant,
then you're good.
By the way, exaggerating.
You can't have the fault put on you if there's, like, no one talking in class, if you've said your two cents. So you throw in stuff that you think you know well
or
enough,
things that you think
that'll maybe get the conversation going.
Get the conversation going.
And then you duck out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then at least you're better than the person who doesn't talk at all.
But by the way, exaggeration, I definitely earned that degree. I have two degrees. But, you know.
Yeah. We're really, like, limiting our options for who we can advertise our show to.
I mean, what are they going to do?
Can't show them to Rachel's old teachers. We can't show it to BTS fans.
Listen. There is no BTS.
We really need to get our
no BTS
together.
Or English degree slander here. We love both BTS and English degrees and assignments, and we did
it's
our work.
True.
And
I'm working on my second English degree right now.
Then
I'm done in May,
baby. Exactly. So that there's that.
Yeah.
I finished both it's my all, degrees. So obviously I did the work if I earned them, you know? I was just trying
to all love to BTS. And the English language.
Period. That's on Paris hat.
Yeah.
So what all was right. the context?
Just kind of briefly, it was based on, it was a fiction class. So that probably gives pretty much all the context you need to know. We were talking about
perfect.
A story.
Got it. I was on to something.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I'll say about it. Yeah, it's some, but I feel pretty good. If you guys have any out of context things that you hear, just, you know, keep your ears peeled. See what you hear out in the wild, out when you're herding your sheep. So that if you, hear anything funky, you can let us know. And if you do, just tweet at us with the hashtag OOCCast, OOCCAST. And we'll be able to find your out of context quotes, and instead of like ending the show right here, we'll dive into some of those and give you guys the context that you so desperately desire.
Yes. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. I'm going to go follow Chris Hansen on Twitter and we'll get back with you guys next time.
Tune in to the next Tuesday Twin. Nope.
Yeah, Twin Tuesdays, we've decided is going to be our
thing. That's what it is, Twin Tuesday.
As long as we remember that we need to record.
Yeah, as long as we, take a step back from our busy lives.
Of listening to people.
Professional world and grad school life. Sure. We have things to do, like podcasts.
All right, yeah, thanks for listening.
Adios, amigos.
Bye, babies.
Yikes.